Love last night, loved every aspect of it, loved the colour, loved the passion, loved the Lions, loved the fans, loved the fact they scored a try from the end of the earth. Grant Fox joins us, 30 points to 15, his boys getting the job done. Foxy, what a great game of footy.
Yeah, it was. Strangely enough, I probably didn't sort of realise that until I'd sort of got home and was having a glass of wine and relaxing and just sort of skirting through, the web a little bit. And then I thought, actually, you know what, it wasn't bad. It was just, you know, when you're in the coaching box and you're sort of, you're caught up in it and the guys are working, you sort of, their minds are very tactical at that stage and you perhaps lose sight of what the spectacle was. But on reflection, it wasn't bad.
Does it feel a wee bit different when you're in that coach's box, when you've got a Lions series, and as you and I chatted about when we saw you post, or pre-match I should say, just the atmosphere, which last night with that sea of red was magnificent. Was that a wee bit different for even you, Foxy?
Oh, I've experienced the Lions fans before, so I sort of got an inkling of what it's like. But they just don't add to the atmosphere. You know, they're great supporters. They support their team. You know, they're loud and boisterous, but also very, you know, humble and respectful. You know, they love a good game of footy. They enjoy a good time. You know, I think it brings out the best in our supporters. Perhaps the worst on the odd occasion too, and as we all know, we've got these idiots everywhere,
yep.
A very small minority, and unfortunately we've got the odd one, but everyone has. But, you know, by and large, a vast majority on both sides are just, they were waiting for that contest, you know, loved every minute of it. You know, atmosphere, we're a bit shielded from it in the coach's box because it's reasonably soundproof, so we can't quite grasp it, but my family who were there said it was just amazing.
Foxy, let's rock through a whole lot of talking points from last night. Did it feel like for you a 15-point ball game?
Oh, look, at the end of the day, we'll take what it was, because that's what the scoreboard reflects. You know, I thought that, you know, there was very pleasing aspects to our performance. You know, still plenty to work on. You know, it could have been more, could have been less. You know, they perhaps didn't take some of their chances, and, you know, we put a lot of pressure and didn't get, you know, all the reward from, you know, lots of pressure at times. But, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to take what the scoreboard gives you. And, you know, we're happy enough to, you know, to go to Wellington 1-0 up, because it's a tough ask, you know, in a three-test series if you're one down and got to win the last two. And that's not impossible for any side. But, you know, it's a better position being one up.
What I continue to love about this All Black team, and I know you always had plan A, B, C and D. So you lose Ryan Crotty, you lose Ben Smith again to concussion, you adapt. Bowden Barrett at the back again was just amazing. Cruden comes on, you adapt, Foxy. That is what this All Black team does.
There's a lot of what-if scenario planning done, and a lot of trust in the guys to, you know, plot their way through, you know, the problems on the field themselves. You know, they train guys in different positions, so that's part of the preparation. But at the same time, when you're sitting down selecting a group, you've got to do the what-if scenarios too and say, gee, what happens if this happens? And that's partly how you make up your match day 23. So, tell you what, though, we lost two guys pretty early in the game. We wouldn't want it to go you know, much deeper, you know, that early, because it would have really forced the guys in the coaching box to scratch their heads. But thankfully, after that, we didn't get any more injuries.
Okay, what do we know about Crotty? What do we know about Ben Smith?
Not a whole lot just yet this morning. I haven't seen the medical report, but you know, I don't think it looks good for Crotts, to be honest, with his hamstring, and, you know, with Ben with concussion, we just got to wait and see. You know, he didn't come back, so he obviously had a head injury. How serious, I don't really know. I saw him in the dressing room. He seemed okay. But I guess we just got to see what, you know, go through the right protocols. As you know, we do not mess with head injuries whatsoever. So any skeptic of doubt, you know, Ben's not available, but, you know, that may take a day or two to unfold yet.
Yeah, the thing is, though, Grant, you've got options. Look at it. Israel Dagg again showed to me last night. He is a test bona fide player. Put him out there, and I'll get to Kieran Reid in a sec, who I thought was immense. But again, Dagg last night, he is just solid these days in that black jersey.
Yeah, I mean, he's found a real niche on the wing. I mean, he was a world-class fullback, wasn't he? And then he sort of got left out of the Rugby World Cup squad, and probably relieves a bit of pressure on him in his own mind anyway. And he's come back better than ever. You know, got over that little knee niggle that he had, which was affecting him, and he's found a real niche on the wing for us, hasn't he? So, you know, he's a good man, is he? And he's a solid performer. But, you know, mate, I tell you what, those guys can't do their work without the guys in the low numbers getting the job done. And I thought our guys from 1-5, you know, were magnificent last night. You know, they knew there was a hell of a challenge in front of them. I guess a lot of people thought that, you know, that's where this contest could be won and lost. And, you know, perhaps it was, but I thought our guys, you know, can give themselves a pat on the back. Not too much, you know, a lot of work still to do, but I thought they were pretty good last night.
Foxy, there was a moment in the match, and it's one of the benefits, I guess, of being at a game as opposed to watching on television, where I was able to watch Kieran Reid's reaction when Rico scored that try from the turnover that he created, and he did this massive fist pump, Foxy. He was incredible last night. For a guy with no footy, what did he play, 75, 77 yeah. minutes, and he was everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he showed why we selected him. You know, and there's lots of stuff that people don't see behind the scenes, and so that is what it is. But Rito's worked incredibly hard. you know, very fit. Yes, he hadn't had the match time, but man, he's got a big ticker, a big brain. He was, you know, incredibly motivated. And he wanted to lead by example, and he did. But he probably went a little bit deeper than what the intention was in terms of match minutes. But, you know, where we were sitting from an injury point of view, we really needed Rito to go a little bit longer. And, you know, it was a lion-hearted performance. And I guess that reaction, he's not really that emotional, Rito, in that regard. But, you know, great little bit of skill from him to get the ball off to Aaron. And then I guess it was a try that, you know, maybe really turned the match in our favour. It was going to be hard to lose it from there, and I guess that's perhaps where the emotion came from for Rito.
Grant, what is it about this selection panel, of which I include you, of course, Ian Foster and Steve Hansen, who just know you guys? Now, when Rico was selected, I guess a lot of us were surprised because Julian Sevier's been there a long time. Waisaki Naholo has played some bloody good rugby this year. And you put a 20-year-old in for the first test against the Lions. Yet he answered. Again, he answered. And you did it with Nihi Menor-Scudder back in 2015. You trust these guys?
Well, you have to trust them, don't you? Pick them. So if you don't show faith, then that shows you don't trust them. I think, you know, Steve and Ian in particular, they know their men well. Got a great intuition. You know, we've watched a lot of footy this year. You know, we've sort of seen the form of guys in Super Rugby. We know their All Black form with us. As you know, we pick, you know, there's two sort of areas of form we pick from, All Blacks and Super Rugby, which is what's in front of us sort of right here, right now. And sometimes you just got to go with, you know, a feeling that you've got. We think this is right for this game. And, you know, it paid off last night. It may not have, you know, that's just, you know, sometimes it falls your way and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, one thing that sort of tipped the balance in Rico's favour for selection was his speed. You know, he's a very quick man. He's a big guy too, so he can do the power stuff. And he's also got good feet, but he's a hell of a quick. And I think both the tries he scored last night were just, you know, particularly the second one, was just out and out pace.
Yeah, and he was calm too. That was the other thing I noticed about him. I mean, big occasion, as I go back to the atmosphere, we're talking about a Lions tour with a vocal crowd. He was calm last night.
Yes, he was, but there's sort of two parts of that. I mean, when you're young, you can perhaps get overawed, or you're young, you don't know any better, you don't care,
your footy.
You're just having fun, you just go out and play. And, you know, I think Rico's probably got a bit of both in that, but, you know, he's played on the big stage a little bit already. You know, it's not like Test rugby was new to him, and certainly the All Blacks weren't new to him. He was with us last year, so it had a taste. This is a much, much bigger stage, of course. But, you know, the way the guys were playing, you know, I thought the plan we had was pretty good. It was executed, you know, very well. You know, there's still areas of improvement, obviously, but, you know, when the job's getting done up front, it just makes it that little bit easier for the backline, both with and without the ball.
Grant, we know that wasn't a perfect performance, particularly early on when you got broken open. I'd imagine you'll want to tighten things up. But the thing about this All Black team, they always tend to improve as the season goes on. Would you expect that to continue next weekend, where actually, despite the fact you've won by 15 points, you'll get better next week?
We will, but so will they. And we've got to respect what they brought to the table. You know, they can. You know, they played a bit of game last night, probably surprised a lot of people. I mean, that try that
amazing
Sean O'Brien scored was a hell of a try. You know, we'll look back and you know, when we're analysing ourselves, saying, well, what did we do wrong with our kick chase game and that? But take that away from it and take your own eye patch off and have a look at it. Man, it was a hell of a try, wasn't it? Even the guys in the coaching box, and I can tell you this because this is true, Steve said, that's a hell of a good try, you know, and you got to give it to them. So, you know, that's, and so they added to what was, you know, a hell of a good match, but they'll be hurting. There's no doubt about that. You know, Gats came with a mission. They want to win a test series, and, you know, we'll get better, but so will they.